It is now time, ladies and gentlemen, for our featured segment. It is called Mic Check. It has been in hiatus for 3 years, and I'm speaking of North America's premier reggae and R&B music festival, known to the world as Groovin' in the Park. Well, on Sunday, June 25th, 2023, we have been green-lighted to return to Roy Wilkins Park. The team has arrived to talk to us about Groovin' in the Park 2023. But before we go there, Anthony Turner, the genesis of Groovin' in the Park. Do you have something to say, Anthony?
Yes, well, as you said, Ras Clemmy, it was after a three-year hiatus due to the global COVID-19 pandemic. Groovin' in the Park, North America's premier reggae and R&B concert, it's set to return to Bern on Sunday, June 25th, for what promises to be a mammoth 10th anniversary celebration, and it's slated for Roy Wilkins Park in Queens, New York. The outdoor festival has developed an impeccable reputation, excellence, and has become one of the most eagerly anticipated event on the New York summer entertainment calendar. The flagship New York area concert, which attracts patrons from, of course, the tri-state area, from Boston, Washington, D.C., Jamaica, Toronto, and as far afield as California, was, of course, last held in June 2019, attracting over 25,000 plus music fans, the largest audience to have attended a festival at Roy Wilkins Park. And organizers are excited about the 2023 festival, with plans to announce the full artist lineup soon. Groovin' in the Park not only provides quality entertainment for thousands of patrons each year, but the economic impact in the Jamaican Caribbean American community here in Queens, New York, is immense. And the festival has featured an A-list reggae and R&B performers over the year. In the past 9 years, the festival has brought to the main stage the best talent, including R&B legend Gladys Knight. There was Boyz II Men, reggae legend Jimmy Cliff, Bertrand Hammond, Tessan Chin, Dancehall King, Beaterman. There was Michael Bolton, Billy Ocean, Morgan Heritage, Coco T, Luciana Stitches, Sanchez, Baron Levy, Marcia Griffiths, Freddie McGregor. There was also Barry G and Mr. David Rodigan, to name a few. What can fans expect for 2023, Ras Clemmy? I turn it over to you now. Well, tell us more about the festival.
Fans can expect a lot, Anthony Turner, but we are now joined by CEO and executive producer Christopher Roberts. We are also joined by co-producer and marketer Miss Andrea Bullins. It is said it's International Women's Month, so Mr. Roberts, it's ladies before gentlemen. Good morning, Miss Bullins. How are you?
Hi, morning. I'm great, thank you.
Great. Mr. Roberts, how are you, sir?
I am doing great, Clem, thanks.
Indeed.
Hi, well, good morning, guys and girls.
Well, Chris, you heard the question Anthony posed to me. It's been 3 years. It's been 3 years since the last time was 2019, since Groovin' in the Park was held inside Roy Wilkins Park. Come Sunday, June 25th, the long anticipated news about the return of Groovin' in the Park. Well, it is here. Christopher Roberts, we're back. What do you have to say to the entire world this morning, Chris?
Okay, Clem, thanks. I just want to say good morning to all our listeners. What I have to say, you're right. Groovin' in the Park will be back this year on June 25th at Roy Wilkins Park. You know, after 3 years of pause due to the COVID, as everyone knows, we are excited, really, really excited to start again. Mm-hmm. And interestingly, it will be our 10th year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, not counting those 3 years, it's be our 10th staging. Mm-hmm. So it's a very, very, very special year. Mm-hmm. And in the next few weeks, I should say, you know, we'll be announcing a lot of exciting things. Among that, the artists, of course. Mm-hmm. And as you know, grooming is about really an experience. So we'll be having a lot of different changes mm-hmm. in the overall experience.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, go ahead.
It is an experience, and I'm happy that you use that word. Continue, Chris.
Yeah, it is. Even if we didn't create it, just looking at all the YouTube videos and watching the tapes over and over, mm-hmm. we have to agree that it's really an experience.
Mm-hmm.
And as Anthony said earlier, people travel from all over for this event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the most humbling things for me is when I'm in Jamaica and people everywhere ask me about Grooving in the Park. And a lot of these people have never traveled before.
Right.
You know, but they're excited for the event. They have never been to the event and they don't have any plans, but they are excited. So that makes me really, really excited also.
Indeed.
So,
indeed.
You know, we're really looking forward to present, special concert for our 10th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And, we are ready.
Mm-hmm. Andrea Bullins, you have been a co-producer at Grooving in the Park from its inception. And long before Grooving in the Park was born, many, many, many conversations were held about staging this grand event and how would it be executed. It returns on Sunday, June 25th. Talk about some of the experience, Andrea Bullins. Andrea?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Well, Grooving has become a big part of all our lives. And it's, we're proud from where we started and to where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
The growth, we've seen the growth. And it's definitely a void not having had Grooving because it's a part of us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking forward to the return. We're looking forward to the continued support of all the major brands that have entrusted their brand with us. That has been a part of Grooving for all these years,
mm-hmm.
and looking forward to seeing all of you again.
Mm. You know, the first international superstar to ever sign to play Roy Wilkins Park was Kenneth Babyface Edmonds. And I will never get tired of telling this story. Babyface said he has to be in the park before sundown. He has to perform before sundown. And he wants to leave the park before sundown. I cannot remember a year that Kenneth Babyface Edmonds, after that year, wants to play Grooving in the Park over and over again. This artist has requested to come back. He did come back for a second time, and it was amazing to see Babyface in the crowd. Grooving has returned.
Girl, it's been a long, long time coming.
It is, you know. And we're back.
But I know that it's been worth the wait.
I know it is.
It's here. It's here. The annual Grooving in the Park. An evening of reggae, rhythm, and blues.
It feels like springtime in winter.
You know, it's winter, Chris. It feels like springtime, and we're launching a summer event, Grooving in the Park. You remember those days, Chris, when Babyface said he wanted to be in the park before sundown and perform before sundown? The journey it has been, Christopher Roberts. What a journey it has been, huh?
Right. But just to add to that, we offered more money for him to close the event. It was 2011,
mm-hmm.
and we offered him more money to close the concert. But his concern was that he wants to leave before it gets dark.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen 2018
mm-hmm.
when he returned. He wanted to close the concert mm-hmm. because he was comfortable with our community.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that says a lot in mm-hmm. terms of how the image that Reuven has created in the community
mm-hmm.
for him to be that comfortable. And a matter of fact, in 2018, he performed before
Damien.
Junior Gong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. But he stayed back to watch Junior Gong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
mm-hmm.
again, you know, that just goes to show how much we as a community
mm-hmm.
Has grown and you know, how much our audience, and I just have to always, you know, say thanks to our supporters,
mm-hmm.
all our supporters, you know, to help us to make this change, you know, where he can be that comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's just one symbol of the growth and, you know, of a concert.
Mm-hmm.
Not only in size, but more in the intangibles,
mm-hmm.
you know, the image and the value, and we as a community, you know, mm-hmm. has demonstrated that we can have this kind of concert
mm-hmm.
in our backyard
mm-hmm.
with the biggest of superstars, and it's very sociable, it's very peaceful,
indeed.
You know, so I think that demonstrates that.
Mm. Anthony Turner, give us a standout moment at Reuven in the Park. Because when you look at the slate of artists that have come into Roy Wilkins Park, and one of the things that I've always said to Chris and Andrea, that my personal turning point for Reuven in the Park was when Tyrese, Genuine, and Tank took up the offer to play Reuven in the Park. And why was that a turning point for me? They were the youngest R&B group to that date to ever took the offer to close Reuven in the Park. And I will never forget what Tyrese told the entire park. When the NYPD was saying it's time to shut it down, Tyrese said, if it's overtime, I will pay it. Tyrese wanted to walk off that stage and go into the crowd. Something Babyface eventually did in 2018. What was the standing moment for a turning moment for you, Anthony, for Reuven?
Well, you're asking that's a very difficult question, because I think there's so many standout moments that I could think of, but I wanted to talk a little bit about a few things. You used the word experience, and I mean, Reuven started as a concert, it was a festival,
mm-hmm.
then it really became an experience, and people come not just to hear the music, it's a gathering, it's a reunion of sorts, because people come with their entire family, grandmothers are here, mothers are here, kids are here, people come from, as I said, all parts of the globe, and for the advertisers, and I know Andrea will talk to that a lot more, I mean, it's an opportunity to present their brand to the largest, outside of the you know, the Eastern Parkway. This is one of the largest gathering of Caribbean folks
mm-hmm.
in the diaspora. And we've seen it grown from a 6,000 crowd to 25,000+. And I can tell you, in the past 3 years, I don't think there's been a month that has gone by where I didn't get a call from somebody asking,
mm-hmm.
when is Reuven coming back? Can you tell me anything? And it's been a long, long wait.
Mm.
And a lot of people are eagerly anticipating this. But in terms of the performances, I mean, there are many standout performances. Junior Gong is definitely very special. I mean, I remember before we announced him, we had gone down to Manhattan,
mm-hmm.
myself and we had spoken to him,
mm-hmm.
and we saw him perform, and when he came to Reuven, what he did, I think about the moment Chronics performed for the very first time, he was just rising in the community and rising as a superstar,
mm-hmm.
that was a big moment for me.
Mm-hmm.
The whole package of Queen, Marcia Griffiths and Julie Mott, Bob Andy,
mm.
Tony Gregory, Ken Bode,
mm.
John Holtz, who was supposed to be part of the thing. So there have been many, 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 many standout moments. And just like it is for me, there it is for all the fans who I'm sure are listening this morning.
Mm. Marketer Andrea Bullins, and I got a text this morning, not going to mention who the text came from, and it says, we are all in. We are all in caps. Andrea Bullins. Andrea?
I'm here.
Yes. You miss. Okay. So it's your time as a marketer of Grooving in the Park. Grooving in the Park will return. Share some of the marketing experience and some of the folks that you are able to bring into Roy Wilkins Park. Entities that we never thought would have joined us in that park, huh?
Well, as a marketer. And especially when you're marketing a Caribbean brand, it's a hard sell, especially to the mainstream market, mainstream community, mm-hmm. and corporations alike. So I know initially when we started Grooving, it was hard to convince because, you know, with sponsorship, these folks have to be accountable to their corporation
mm-hmm.
for funds that are invested in whichever way, in the community and otherwise, there's got to be accountability. So there's always a hesitation initially. So, of course, in the beginning, it was really very hard for us to convince folks, except for the loyal ones like, you know, Grace Foods and mm-hmm. JN and, you know, all these other local community folks. But, you know, we were able to bring in, you know, Verizon, I think, was the first one to come on board. Then we had Metro PCS, mm-hmm. a TD Bank, Colgate. And what is rewarding for, or what we can really be use as a guide or as a sense of accomplishment is when the corporations call the following year to say, when are you guys having your event? We want to put it on your calendar. Mm-hmm. That is a refreshing change because, mm-hmm. you know, it's such a tough job just getting folks to be convinced, mm-hmm. especially if they're not from the Caribbean, if they're not not a Caribbean national, mm-hmm. then they don't understand. They're taking a chance. It's foreign to them.
Mm-hmm.
So it does help to have us folks like, you know, on the inside of these corporations that will take the message back to their bosses to say, no, this is a good event. You know, you can be a part of it. And we also can be proud that we have a product now that can be competitive to any mainstream event.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have an incident-free event. Mm-hmm. We've been consistent. We've increased our audience each year. We're able to attract family from the very young to the very old who are not timid. You know, they're not hesitant to come because they're concerned about safety and security. So, you know, when a sponsor decides to get involved, you know, it's like sending a family member over there. You know, you don't want any harm to come to them. You want them to have mm-hmm. a good experience and you want them to be rewarded. So mm-hmm. I think we've managed to do that with a lot of hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're wide open for anybody on the outside who's, you know, wanting to come on the inside. You
indeed.
Know, cause, you know, we need all the sponsorship support. So
indeed.
If you're on the inside of any of these major corporations, then, you know, you have access to influence where the funding is, mm-hmm. to influence them coming to us in the mm-hmm. community. We have to commend folks like, you know, I mentioned Colgate, but, you know, they're with us, you know, mm-hmm. whether during the hiatus, it's like, guys, are we doing this year?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're ready. They're waiting. Budgets are waiting. So,
indeed.
You know, we really look forward to growing this brand because we think we've grown it to the point where we can represent not just the Caribbean corporations, but mainstream.
Indeed, right. Indeed. You know, Chris, as a CEO of Grooving in the Park, you took a chance. You took a chance in many different ways. You took a chance in using the Door Restaurant to shoulder the responsibility of Grooving in the Park when it started without not knowing where you were going to go or where we were going to go. You took a chance when we formed the very small team of yourself and myself and Andrea Bullins and Joan. And it was a very small team, Diddy and Peter Campbell, and a very small and unique team. But the chance you took really was a very good chance. Do you have any regrets,
right,
Chris? You have any regrets when you look back?
No, not at all. It was definitely a significant risk, and I just want to add one more name to the team because I remember those nights, and it's Miss Grant who mm-hmm. was always there with us.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and you're right, it was a very, very small team, but at the time, you know, I believe that the community needed an event of this type.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was the reason why I decided to, you know, take that chance. Because mm-hmm. I, you know, at the time, I believe there was a need for mm-hmm. for this event.
Mm-hmm.
And if there were there, this would have been the answer to really fulfill that need.
Indeed.
You know, so Joe and I, we know it was a significant risk, but, mm-hmm. you know, we did it. And, mm-hmm. of course, you know, the door really, and continued to be the driver behind Grooving in the Park. So we just, of course, want to say thanks to all our customers also,
mm-hmm.
you know, why we do this. But I want to take you back to something as you asked about the defining moment for each of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, interestingly, my defining moment was 2014, because we, you know, we had a year supply at Ferris Hammond and Marcia, Judith and
mm-hmm.
Chronics. And I remember looking at the flyers and getting comments from the community, and people are saying, oh man, this is just such an old lineup in terms of the age
mm-hmm.
Of the performers.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, it turned out to be one of the best years.
Mm-hmm.
And the feedback I received after that, where people are saying, boy, even younger people, I didn't know Marcia Griffiths was this good. I didn't know Air Supply, you know, that
mm-hmm.
they sing that song. And, you know, that was the feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that was really a defining moment, that if we need to present certain kind of artists, and even though in the beginning most people will not probably know who the artist is, but at the end they turn out to really appreciate the artist.
Amen.
And I see this year after year, you know, you bring like a Peebo Bryce, and people weren't sure who's Peebo again, what are
mm-hmm.
the songs,
mm-hmm.
and when they see him and listen to songs, they're amazed that
mm-hmm.
this is the artist I am looking on at Roy Wilkins Park.
Yes, indeed.
So that was a defining year for me.
Indeed.
And
mm-hmm. Indeed. You know, one of the things that I want our artists, and when I say our artists, Caribbean artists, Jamaican artists, to understand this, there's one artist that played Grooving in the Park. He has played Grooving in the Park twice, and he has never taken an offer for a car to pick him up or a limousine to pick him up. And he's a multi-Grammy winner. And I remember when this gentleman pulled up to the gate at Grooving in the Park, and the security said, we're not going to let him in because he's lying. He's not the artist that they're talking. He came, he delivered, and he went the distance twice. Multi-Grammy winner, Michael Bolton. Thank you, sir.
Of a far-off days, where a hero's welcome would be waiting for me, where the crowds will cheer when they see my face, and a voice keeps saying, this is where I'm meant to be.
It was, you know.
I'll be there someday.
Did go the distance.
I can go the distance. I will find my way. If I can be strong, I will win my mind.
It was worth the while.
It will be worth the while.
When I go the distance.
When I go the distance.
Certainly, he did belong inside Roy Wilkins Park. Andrew Bullins, your moment at Grooving in the Park when you thought it had taken the turn for the right direction. What was that year for you?
Well, I have to agree with Chris with 2014, because I remember we had everything right 2013, and then it rained everywhere else outside the park except for the park. Everybody wanted to come, but they're like, well, we're sure you rained out because mm-hmm. it's raining over here. I was like, it's not raining here. We just had a little drizzle.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we had an excellent show, but we may not have made the numbers, the potential
mm-hmm.
for that year. But the following year, when we're figuring, well, it's now or never, we get to the park and there are over 20,000 people. Mm-hmm. And the show was rocking, you know, artist after artist. But I know, having been in the music business for a long time, most performers will leave right after their set because, you know, it's a job for them. It's like going to a 9-to-5 after you've been doing it for a while and, you know, it's just the next venue and, you know, another set of fans. Most will leave. But what is good, what I find interesting about grooving is that they'll get there early and then they'll stay after to watch other performances. Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier... who did you mention? But anyway, Brian McKnight wanted to see Barry Hammond. I remember most vividly Tessan being my favorite, one of my favorite artists, and of course, you know, female representing the, on the show.
Uh-huh.
Her climbing up from the front of the stage, you know, because Barry's called her up on stage, and she was just so in awe of Barry. So after her performance, she came back to the front, and they had to pull her up from the front of the stage, and she did that duet with him. That was very memorable to me.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to open the phone lines when we come back after the 11 o'clock hour. There was another moment at Groovin' in the Park when Damien Jr. Gang Marley took the stage, and no one moved. No one moved. They were in trance. They were looking at reggae royalty on the Groovin' in the Park stage. And yes, he delivered. The only reggae act to close Groovin' in the Park. Gongzilla.
Well, must understand your woman is just a man. Don't you judge him for his ways and flaws.
Right.
Speak of love tomorrow, you'll be doing good, my brother. You're working for the greatest cause. Be without sin, mate of the first stone. And not even a pebble can cast.
914-636-9847. Keep it short. Your thoughts. The return of Groovin' in the Park when we come back.
Be careful who no nail palm cross. Be careful who your nail palm cross. Wah, 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 wah. Be careful who your nail palm cross. Things is getting rougher and some can't find a supper. Much less a good breakfast. No. What a lucky thing. The Rasta youth no longer got. And
that's
the dreadlocks got the world steadfast.
Back in 3 minutes.
Grudges are forbidden. Forgive to be forgiven. When I need a man trespass. Heckle vex with Jekyll and the pot across the keckle. You be careful who your nail punk cross.
It's powerful, it's informative, it's educational with lots of thought-provoking conversations. Yes, it's Groovin' Radio, Saturday morning 9 to 11:30 and Sunday evening 6 to 8, right here on 93.5 WVIP, hosted by Ross Klemm. Join the Groovin' Radio experience and stay one step ahead.
It's here, the annual Groovin' in the Park, an evening of reggae, rhythm, and blues.
Four, 636-9847. The return of Groovin'.
Head and your eye.
The boss.
One step behind and you're down. You're down. You've got to be where the spotlight is shining. One step ahead and you're out. One step behind and you're down. You're down.
And ladies and gentlemen, as we return for the final 25 minutes of our Groovin' Radio's presentation, the official launch of Groovin' in the Park 2023. In the background is the voice of the one and only Mr. Beresford Hammond, the only artist who have ever played Groovin' in the Park 4 times. So ladies and gentlemen, as we launch the 2023 edition of Groovin' in the Park, we would like to hear your thoughts. Joining me this morning is the entire Groovin' team. Christopher Roberts, our CEO and executive producer, co-producer and marketer, Miss Andrea Bullins. Anthony Turner, our media expert and our writer, has also joined us. Ladies and gentlemen, are you all back?
Yes, we're here.
Chris?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, great. Let me move to this first phone call this morning. Caller, good morning and welcome to Groovin' Radio. On Sunday, June 25th, it is going to be the return of Groovin' in the Park. Your feelings this morning?
Yeah, morning, Ross. Morning, guys.
Go ahead.
It's one of the greatest feelings to me to see that the show come back. And guys, I'm so proud of you. Chris, I wish I could be humble like you, man. You're so humble. And but I'm one of your biggest advertisers. And I came of every show, and I always encourage people to come because it's the greatest show in the world. But this year, I'm pleased, begging you, bring in Wayne Wonder and see if you can get Anita Baker. All the best, guys. All the best.
Indeed.
Love.
Indeed. One love, one love, one love. As we move along this morning, let me move to this next phone call. Caller, you're live. Go ahead. Caller.
Morning. Morning, Russ Clayman, the Groovin' family.
Morning. Go ahead.
Well, I had the greatest show this ever hit America, Virgin. Trust me. You get a spice of a variety of artists. You know, incomparable to other shows. Understand? And when I say various artists, top quality artists, artists where you can bring your family and they have a grand time.
Indeed.
Kids, adults alike.
With the return of Groovin' in the Park on Sunday, June 25th, your feelings again about the event coming back?
Well, I can't be more joyful. You understand? Can be more joyful. The only thing I could ask, if I could request an artist, if you could get that artist, is Mr. Burning Spear.
Just never know. Thank you very much, caller. The phone lines are locked up. Let me move to your next door neighbor. Chris, they're begging for Burning Spear. Let me move over here and bring this caller in. Caller, you're live.
Ross Clem, I'm calling from Jamaica. This is International MC Dan P. Big up to all. We returned a big festival for the year 2023. I would love for the Bee Gees.
Bee Gees. Wow.
You're calling from Jamaica.
In the park.
You're calling from Jamaica and you're asking for the Bee Gees. Huh?
Yes.
Wow. Chris.
Yes. Barry.
Chris, you hear that one. Andre, you hear that one? The Bee Gees. No, I want to tell you this. The Bee Gees are still on the road. And funny thing about this, you know, if you look at what has happened over the last 3 years during the whole COVID-19 pandemic for the music industry, how many great artists has left us? So it wouldn't be a bad idea to bring a Bee Gees inside Royal Wilkins Park.
Australia, right?
Thank you very much, caller. Let me move to your next door neighbor. Chris, you have anything to say about the Bee Gees? Let me move to this call. Caller, you're live.
Ross Slim.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
You could bring Big Youth.
Go ahead.
Big Youth. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Big Youth, man, the original DJ from Jamaica. I never played Groovin' yet.
Okay.
I think you should give Big Youth his flowers. You know what I'm saying? He's a great DJ.
Indeed. Indeed. That's it?
I agree.
Yeah, man. So just try you this.
All right.
Now we're to Groovin' still, you know?
All right.
Now we're to Groovin', but I'd love to see Jay Youth.
No problem, sir. Thank you very much for the call and keep supporting. Spread the word. Sunday, June 25th, the return of Groovin' in the Park. All right,
can't
sir.
Wait, mom. Can't wait.
One love, one love, one love. Let me move to this next call. Caller, you live.
Hello.
Greetings. Go ahead.
Hello.
Greetings. Go ahead. I can hear you loud. Right.
Groovin' in the Park is one of the best show ever existed. Believe you me. It is one of the best show ever existed. Groovin' in the Park. Oh my God. That is something off the hook, Rastlem. And what I want you guys to bring back, Uncle Berris, Marcia Griffith and Sanchez. Please, bring back Uncle Berris.
You
have to bring back Uncle Berris.
You really want us to bring back Uncle Berris?
I really want to bring Uncle Berris, Rastlem. Please. Oh my God.
He's the only artist to play Groovin' in the Park 4 times. So
I know that.
So if you want us,
I know that.
Okay. So if you want us to give everybody their flowers, Berris is a great artist, but we have to give everybody their flowers. Wouldn't you agree?
All right, I agree with that. I agree with that, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. But if you can't get Uncle Barrett, you know, sanctions as a guy to Wayne Wonder.
All right.
You know?
All right.
Sanctions and Wayne Wonder would be great too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so glad Groove in the Park come back. I've been waiting for 3 years for this, man. Oh, my God. Groove in the Park is the best.
Okay, sir.
This thing got you going, all right?
Thank you. Thank you,
Bert. You
too. You too. One love. Let me go back first to you, Chris. You heard, you're hearing from the fans of Grooving in the Park. You're hearing from them and what they're saying this morning. What is it you want to say based on what you just heard?
Yeah, you know, Clem, I come to know that we have a fiduciary responsibility to ensure that our audience leave the park with a great experience every year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as I listen, and that's, you know, what we do every year, is just listen to our audience and our community as to what they want and what, you know, will make them feel as if it was worth their money to pay to buy a ticket and worth their time that evening in the park.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's, you know how we do. We always listen.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody says the Bee Gees, and I want to also remind them that, you know, we brought ear supply, you know,
close
enough. So, you know, that's the concept, and that's how it works.
Indeed. Before we go to the next caller, though, I just want to say thanks to some more folks on the Grooving team. And, you know, it would have never been possible to do certain things without our friend Berger, our brother Berger, Chucho, Bubbles, Sandra and her husband. Want to say thanks to Janice, Gary, Karen, Joan brother comes all the way from Florida every year. What's his name again, Chris? The one who comes from Florida, Joan.
Richard.
Yes, he comes all the way from Florida every year. And those people play an integral part in all of what we do at Grooving in the Park. This is one of the most talented artists to have ever played Grooving in the Park.
Na, 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 na. A man must be strong to live long.
Indeed.
Shake the negative vibe, try to stay alive.
Try, you know.
But I never said it would be easy.
It's not.
Living in a system that you can't win. Cause by the time you're old.
The voice of the talented Dwayne Stevenson. Over the years, we have lost U Roy. We have lost John Holt. We have lost the legendary Toots Hibbert. We have lost engineers who have engineered Grooving in the Park. We have lost sound people who have come in, who came in with Beresford Hammond. We lost our stage manager, Derek, over the COVID-19 pandemic. So talk about giving people their flowers. And may those soul rest in peace. Caller, you're live. Good morning. Caller, you're live. Turn your radio off, please. Go ahead. Caller, I am going to have to move on. Your radio is on.
Hello, is it me on? I don't know.
Yes, you are on. Turn your radio off, please.
All right, we're coming to the bar too now. Sorry about that.
Go ahead.
All right, blessed love. Welcome back. Johnny Gill, for me, R&B. Yeah, got to give TV. Wow, I was a Jamaican girl, man. She live at Queens, man. The interview already. Wow. All right, let it pass.
Okay.
I know what is the time. Whoa.
We're running out of time. Go ahead.
All right, Johnny Gill for you.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much. Let me move to your next door neighbor here. Caller, you're live.
Yes, great.
Caller, you're live.
Great show. Great show. I have another BG request. Boris Gardner.
Boris Gardner. The man from Kingston College. The man from Nod Street. I think he's about 80 years old now, you know. And he's still working.
Yeah, yeah.
He's still working. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's one of Jamaica's underrated greats. Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Yeah, no, I'm saying yes. That's one artist I would love to see.
Indeed, indeed. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. Keep supporting. Spread the word. Grooving in the Park, Sunday, June 25th, inside Roy Wilkins Park. Let me move to your next door neighbor. Caller, you're live. Go ahead.
Yes, Rasklim.
Yes, go ahead.
This is not a driver. Paul, this is a driver.
Mm-hmm.
Wait for you. You're grooving.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I'm not like, I talk to my co-worker, I'm too long, and everybody I look forward to see another baby face, you know.
Mm. Another baby face.
Another baby face.
And why? Why baby face?
Why? I don't know. It's a woman, you know, the woman, they're crazy about this man.
Mm.
This year, she never been there.
Catalog of songs, right? About it.
Mm-hmm.
I should have loved to come back again.
Mm. Sunday, June 25th. Bring her back. She won't
Sunday,
be...
Sunday, June 25th. Let me hear that.
She...
Let me hear that, lady. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Let me take this one final phone call. Hold on. Let me take this one final phone call and then we could close out. Caller, good morning. You're live. The return of Grooving in the Park, Sunday, June 25th. Your thoughts?
Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Yes?
I wonder why you guys don't put any soca artists on your show. There's groovy soca that could fit into the word groove.
Okay, so who would you like to see? Who would you like to see?
Marshall Montana.
He was on Grooving in the Park. He played Grooving once.
10 years ago, right?
You said we have never put a soca artist on the show. And Marshall,
I heard one time.
Marshall Montana played Grooving, huh?
Once, I heard.
Okay. Who else would you like to see?
Nine other times. You have Patrice Roberts, you have Bungie Garland,
mm-hmm.
Corwin Duba.
Okay.
Boys, all of these guys sing groovy.
Mm-hmm.
Your friend BK, Bajan King could help you out with that.
Okay.
He knows about groovy stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right, sir. No problem. Thank you. Thank you very much. One love. One love. Well, Chris, Andrea, Anthony, we're going to wrap. Chris?
Has joined.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, we're going to wrap. You heard the caller. The caller wants a soca artist. He wants a Bungie Garland. He wants a Patrice Roberts. The list goes on and on. You know, it's funny. I was in Jamaica last weekend, and we were just having lunch and drinking water and minding my own business. And somebody said to me, are you such and such a person? And I said, why? And the person went on and on and on. And it turned out to be Clinton Lindsay's son, Anthony Turner. And
really?
Yes, the conversation was about Grooving in the Park and Grooving Radio. And then I ran into Gramps Morgan and Peter Morgan, and they said they're waiting for a phone call. So I'm telling you, man, everybody's well, waiting for a call. Right? Before we wrap, Anthony, go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's just the caller had mentioned about Johnny Gill, and I just wanted to mention that my, his big song was actually written on a beach in Jamaica, so he may not, he has a definite connection to our beautiful country.
All right, so in closing out, Anthony, on Sunday, June 25th, Grooving in the Park return. Your thoughts, real quick.
Boy, this is great. I mean, as I said, for the past 3 years, I've been getting calls every month, people talking about Grooving in the Park. And I just wanted to acknowledge the performance at Toots Hibbert, because I remember the very first year he was to perform. And because of the injury, he never got to perform. But he came back for the very first performance in New York for the injury. And what a spectacular performance he delivered. So indeed. I think, boy, we feel honored to have had him on the Grooving stage.
Indeed. Andrea? Andrea?
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to another great year. I guess we never get to see the show, unfortunately, but, you know, we hear it, we feel it, you know, and just the passion from everybody else that shows up. And when is the next Grooving? I don't think even if we didn't want to do another Grooving, we had a choice, because, you know, folks were attacking in the street. What, man? You know? So I'm looking forward to another year of Grooving. And, you know, thank Chris for having the vision to have brought this to the community, and of course the Door, the Smokehouse, the whole Grooving family. We, you know, got to be careful calling names, because we're going to be forgetting someone.
That's all right.
But, you know, it's been my pleasure being affiliated with a brand that has, you know, from inception to, you know, you see the growth, the passion, and to realize the success. And, you know, the fact that people, not just us, but the community looks forward to it, and I think that was the intention for to have a successful event that represents the good of the community, that anyone could come out and enjoy it and not worry about, you know, concern about the crowd and safety. So, you know, well done team.
You know, there's a saying, Chris, before you close out, it is always said, and we could have given up at halftime, you know. We could have given up at halftime, but we never gave up. We listened to all the comments, whether they were positive and whether they were negative, and we took each of them in stride. One of the things we have always said is that we're obligated and we're committed, not only at Groovin' in the Park, but also at Groovin' Radio, to deliver nothing but the best. And we have tried, and we have tried, and we have tried. And I hope we have done that, ladies and gentlemen.
Success don't come overnight. No matter no a substance over hype. Do it for the love, we not do it for the light. Enough of them love light, that's alright.
And I will never forget when Chronix played Groovin' in the Park, and he was very scared to perform after Marcia Griffiths and her team. And we coaxed him in to do it, and he did a great job. As we wrap up, Chris, we do it for the love and not for the likes, huh?
Of course, Clem. I just want to say, before I get into wrapping up, thanks also to Peter Campbell, because Andrea said, you know, we have to be careful with the names, but, you know, some names we must mention, because Peter has been there from, I'd say, day zero, day one, you know, when the initial planning and all through the years. So I have to say thanks to Peter Campbell also. And, you know, he plays such an integral part in this whole production. I know we can't end without saying thanks to Peter. I also, you know, just want to end by saying to all our supporters and all the people listening that, you know, go ahead, make your plans. Groovin' is back, and we'll do it the way we normally do it. We're good. We're going to start. Every year we look back on the prior year to see what didn't work so well, and we make the improvement, and we look at what worked really well, and you know, we enhance that also, just to enhance the entire experience. You know, Clem, as you said earlier, everywhere I turn, people is asking about Groovin' in the Park. Are you going to have it? So even if we had doubts, you know, the entire community just erased that doubt. And then, you know, we have to deliver what we always know is the best for us, the best for the community. I just want to put this out there. The ticket prices will change like everything else. You know, the cost of doing a concert has increased significantly. So I just want everyone to keep it in the back of their minds that, you know, the ticket prices will be a little bit more. We have to, because, you know, the production cost, we cannot help it. So, as I said, you know, I want everyone to start making their plans. And then, you know, one of the interesting things people say to me over the last couple of weeks is like, oh, we have friends from Florida who want to come to New York during the summer, but they want to make sure they come during that weekend.
Right.
Or people want to go away for their vacation, but they want to go away before and come back, before moving, or go after. So it's really interesting that we make sure we confirm that it's on and it will be in a bigger and better way.
Indeed. Christopher Roberts, our CEO and executive producer, marketer and co-producer Andrea Bullins, our writer and entertainment reporter Anthony Turner, key members of the Groovin' team, launching officially the 2023 staging of Groovin' in the Park. I want to say this to our supporters. You have always been very good to us. You have come and you have full joy of the concert, and we're looking forward to having you back inside Roy Wilkins Park. Join us on the streets. We will be having street promotion. We will be giving away a lot of stuff leading up to Groovin' in the Park. And to all the sponsors who have engaged us over the years, we're looking so forward to having you back inside Roy Wilkins Park Sunday, June 25th. So we thank you all so much for sticking with us last year at this time when we said no grooving. We took a beating, but we took the licks and we keep on ticking. And the end result is on Sunday, June 25th, Grooving in the Park will return. So gentlemen and lady, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, man, a pleasure.
Indeed. Christopher Roberts, Andrew Bullins. Until later
thank
on,
you.
We will talk. Thank you all so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking forward to seeing you inside Roy Wilkins Park on Sunday, June 25th, 2023. The return of Groovin' in the Park. Indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, Groovin' Radio was executively produced by Clement Heumann, Christopher Roberts. Groovin' Radio was hosted by Ras Clem. Contributing to our presentation this Saturday morning, we got to say thanks. Musically, we engage the music of the one and only Miss Cynthia Slosh. In our community engagement segment, Dr. Nerva Alexander, who's having the International Women Conference at Austria University today, she joined us. We got news courtesy of the Jamaica Gleaner, Jamaica Now, with Mr. Jovan Johnson. Anthony Turner joined us for ER Report. He is our writer, and he also stick around for the entire duration of Mic Check, the official launch of Groovin' in the Park 2023, Sunday, June 25th, inside Roy Wilkins Park. Waiting on the other side of the 11:30 hour, it is going to be the Wake Up Radio team. Irie Jam, celebrating 30 years, comes in at 1, Link Up at 6 p.m., and Soundchat Radio at 8 p.m. tonight. My name is Rasklin. I'll see you tomorrow at 6 p.m.